And I'm Karina.
And this is the Becoming Babe AF podcast.
A badass comedy and empowerment podcast from two Texas gals focusing on real life sass. Just giving you the tools to feel
babe as fuck. Now that everyone is over the post-Valentine's Day hangover, whether it be you went out to long with your Galentine's Day party celebrations, or you just recovered in love, or you didn't do a damn thing like us. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. So we are talking this week a little bit about married versus not married, how those relationship dynamics are different. And so we can't wait for y'all to listen. Just please know that any stage of your relationship is great. Please relish in that. And if you're single or dating or engaged or in a long-term commitment or married, old people like Dukesy and I, please know that no matter where you are in this relationship spectrum, that every step is important, every step is exciting, and every step should be celebrated. So we cannot wait for y'all to hear this week's episode, and we'll see y'all back next week. Toodles!
Oh my gosh, it's love month. I feel like every month should be full of love, but particularly February is a doozy. So,
now I'm glad you're excited.
Huh?
I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah. So tell me how do you do Valentine's Day? Do y'all do stuff?
We don't do Valentine's Day.
Why do you think that is?
I don't think that your love should be celebrated in just one day. And we believe that also. Like, I think it's a holiday. I think that it is an artificial holiday. Like, why do I need one day to buy flowers or buy a gift because it's Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
We may go out to dinner just because it's the cliche thing to do. But as far as celebrating Valentine's Day and buying gifts and going extravagant, like, we don't do that stuff. And we'd rather not go out to dinner on Valentine's Day because everywhere is so damn crowded. And Shane
hates. Yes, and they, like, mark up the same food you get on a Tuesday
mm-hmm.
for Valentine's Day because they know they're going to have more.
I'd rather celebrate Valentine's Day the following, like, 2 days or the weekend after because everything's on sale.
Yes. I do love
it. Do you all celebrate Valentine's Day?
No. So y'all will probably kind of gather this as we go along, but February is a very relationship-centric month for us. So we met on February 4th. It was our first date. And then my birthday is February 6th. And then we got engaged a year later on February 19th. But Chris's sister, Amber, her birthday is actually on Valentine's Day. I love love, of course. Like, it's the best. But it can also be the worst in regards to what stage of a relationship you're in.
Right.
But also, like, when we first started dating, Amber's was throwing herself a birthday party, and he left to go meet me for dinner. And I specifically instructed him on our first Valentine's Day that I did not want roses for Valentine's Day. He was late because he freaking had to go to, like, four different shops and, like, three grocery stores to find a bushel of flowers to bring me on Valentine's Day that was not roses. Now, mind you, I love roses. I just don't like the cliche delivery of roses.
Right.
Makes sense. And I love to buy myself flowers when I get paid, like when I have a paycheck. I love to go pick out a good group of flowers or go to Central Market. If you guys don't know Central Market, y'all are sleeping on it. The ladies in the floral department, you can actually go and pick, like, $3 bundles of all kinds of things, and they will put it together in, like, the most miraculous bouquet you've ever seen. And it costs, like, $10, $20.
Hmm.
So I had a girlfriend that was getting married. It was a very impromptu, like, wedding, and she wanted it very inexpensive. So I literally took $100 to Central Market and got a bride's bouquet and three bridesmaids bouquets. Done. Aww. It was awesome. And they like wrapped them all, and I did it like the day before. Two days before I went and scoped out flowers just to see like what they had. And then the day before I went and I had her make up all the bundles, and then she gave me buckets, and I just kept them in our refrigerator, like in a big tray. Yeah, it was super easy. Super duper easy. So no, we do not celebrate Valentine's Day, but we do celebrate Amber Bakes. So that is good enough for me.
Yeah, I just think Valentine's Day is very overrated. I think if I want a necklace, you can buy me a necklace. It doesn't have to be on a day. I want flowers. Yeah. Buy me flowers. Like,
I love the just because way more than I like the planned,
yes,
like delivery.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like literally today we were in the grocery store. In the grocery store.
Like,
and Shane asked me when Valentine's Day was. So I was like, I don't know. February 14th.
Can't say that every year, buddy.
Yeah, February 14th. So.
Same
like,
day.
What are you getting me for Valentine's Day? I was like, we don't believe in Valentine's Day. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. But I'm ordering family pictures. I was like, that's your Valentine's Day gift. He's like, oh, okay.
Thank you. You're like, all right, cool. So we're going to kind of go through a little bit of the timeline here, y'all, talking about how we were when we were single, dating, like maybe some advice we have for you guys, Karina's long-term relationship, my now marriage. So this is pretty impromptu.
So let's go over, I mean, I know you did on the last pod a little bit, but just in a brief summary, go over your relationship status, like bullet points or whatever.
Okay. So
I didn't listen to last week.
I dated for a long time. Chris was my first boyfriend that I brought to my parents' house in like 6 years.
What's a long time?
Like I had a college boyfriend and I graduated mm-hmm. college in 2004. What up, IEPY Jaguars? I did not bring a man home to meet my family until Chris in 2010. So it was a really long time, like 6 years from one solid relationship to the next.
Huh.
So I did a very good job, as my girlfriends in college like to call it, of diversifying my man portfolio when I first got to Austin. I mean, I was dating someone long distance, I guess you could say. It was like an in and out. We're together, we're not together. Were we ever really together? I'm not 100% sure, but he got me to Texas. So that just kind of sparked the rest of my life. But yeah, I dated for a long time before Chris Dukes hit me like love train. Hey.
Christopher Dukes.
Yeah. So do you remember yourself as single? Like, what's your, like, synopsis?
Well, my story is a little different because
yeah.
I got engaged when I was in high school. Instead of going to college, I moved in with my fiance at the time. We got married the summer after we graduated high school.
How long did you guys date before you got engaged?
I actually met him when I was 15 at a church camp. So he lived 2.5 hours away, and we didn't even have cell phones at the time. We had house phones still.
Yes,
so
I love a house phone.
We both racked up long-distance calls. We wrote letters, snail mail, and emailed each other.
Dude, I love that.
And then when we got our driver's license, we took weekends back and forth, drove back and forth to go see each other. We broke up for about... I mean, we were sophomores when we met each other. We broke up like half of our junior year in high school because we went to different schools. We got back together my senior year in high school. When I went to his senior prom is when he proposed to me. I moved the day, like we have a party after our graduation here in town.
Yeah.
I moved the day I graduated high school. Like, he was at my house at 8 o'clock in the morning, and all my shit was ready. I packed it in the car and I moved in with his parents that day. We got married in June of the following year. And then we moved to Washington. We moved to Washington 4 days before Christmas in 2004. So we lived there. We had, you know, we were young, poor, married. We officially got divorced in 2008. So between that period, I was single, on and off, dated, living my life since I hadn't, you know, I was experiencing things. So did a lot of experimenting, I guess you could say.
So your ex-husband, Jax's dad, right?
Correct.
Okay. I know that. I just didn't know if the people knew.
Yes. And then I met my current boyfriend in 2011. And he's a little older than me. So we both had situations we worked out. It took us finally.
So how long did you guys date? How long did you guys date the first time?
I can't even put it like a time on it because literally like we were together. I mean, we dated, we lived in the same town. We went out, we hung out, and then we didn't talk to each other for like 3 months. I think the longest we haven't talked to each other was like 4 months, or like spent time together was 4 months.
So and that's like right when we first met each other, right?
I met him, we were actually neighbors in 2011. I met you, we were probably on an off period at that time, and we never really not talked to each other. Like we would, instead of texting or talking to each other every day, like we would talk to each other like once a week. But it wasn't like periods of time. I mean, I think the longest time was like maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But it wasn't like, oh, hey, let's get together. Let's see each other. It was just like, hey, I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, checking in, but not like an emotional deep dive.
Right. So we've been dating on and off since September of 2011. So this year will be 9 years. And we finally decided enough with the bullshit. Let's just make it happen since we can't, I guess, get away from each other. So we moved in together May of this year, and the rest is history.
Hot damn. Okay, so did you like being single?
Yes. I will tell you yes. I experienced a lot of things that I, because I got married really young, so when I became single after my divorce, it was like I was doing things that everyone had already experienced, and I enjoyed it because I didn't have to answer to anybody. Like, I didn't have to worry. I mean, but my situation was a little different, too, because I had a child. And
I was
be
about
honest,
to ask, like, how it was, like, living with Jax. And were you living with your mom the whole time?
I lived with my parent, my mom, for a little while, and I lived by myself for a little while. And it was a struggle both. You know, and with a child, it was a struggle too. And I'll be honest, I don't think any parent in that situation can say at one point or another that everything's gravy or there's not a time that they went out and got drunk. And, you know, because I did. I remember coming home. Thank God I lived with my mom. But that's part of life. Like, I don't regret any of that. I'm not a bad mom. I, you know, none of that. It's just, I enjoyed being single for a little while. And then when you start getting older, I think when all your friends are getting married and, you know, you go to weddings and you're always the bridesmaid, never the bride, or you're never even a bridesmaid and you go solo to your wedding. It's weird. And you get that feeling in your body, like you just want to be with somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go.
I think in my case, like, I dated someone for such a long time, like, in college, and I was an athlete, so, like, all the things that you're supposed to do as a 20-year-old, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had a boyfriend, I still, like, he was not an athlete, so we had an interesting dynamic to where, like, if I went to a house party with my teammates, kids, all the athletes. We went to a small enough school at that point. Like, my school was when I started, it was a commute, mostly commuter campus. There wasn't really, there was like one dorm on campus. And by the time I was halfway through my junior year, they built a graduate student like dorm. And then the year after I graduated, they did like a rec center and then a co-op space and then apartment dorms, like apart, like dorm apartments. So where they would like pull up and stuff. So like while I lived in the dorms for a year and a half, I met my boyfriend there through a really good girlfriend, but I still did a lot of stuff that you do when you're single. Like I still went out with girlfriends. Like I still went to parties. Like we threw, he lived in an apartment the entire time, which was that cool. So we went to house parties. Like we did all kinds of stuff. And we lived in Indianapolis, so it's a pretty big, diverse city to where, like, there's different areas of town, kind of like Austin, where you can totally still do a lot of stuff but not be 21. But then when you are 21, you still have more stuff to do. So, like, I did a lot of that. And then I kind of settled down a little bit, not with anyone in particular, just dated here and there, like, through friends groups and stuff or, like, people I'd meet when I was out with my girlfriends. But nothing really snowballed. And I met this random guy at one of my favorite bars, and he was like, I'm leaving for Dallas in 2 days. And we spent like 36 hours together and then had a long distance relationship. And I thought I was done dating. To be honest, I thought that in like 2006, I was done. I was like 25, 26 years old. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to move to Texas. And my parents were like, what the fuck? Because no one I knew ever moved across the country. Like, you just stay in Indiana majority of the time. And if you do leave, you then come back later and, like, raise children and shit. So I was like, no, I'm out of here. Like, I've exhausted all of my, like, friend groups. They're now starting to, like, run together. And so I came down to Austin and hung out with him. And then, like, after – that was December 2006. And then this was supposed to come to Indianapolis for my birthday in February of 2007 and didn't show and, like, just disappeared, basically. And then I came down in June to find an apartment because I had already, like, was working for David Bird at the time, and I had already gotten a job transfer, and I had tickets to ACL Fest before it was out of control. And so I was like, I have tickets to the festival. I have to move. And then we dated, like, off and on when I first got here, and then 3 months after I got here, we broke up. But then she literally lived around the corner from my aunt and uncle who live in Dallas. So, like, every holiday I'd go up there because I was single. I didn't have anyone here and I didn't really have a good developed friend group
right
to, like, do holidays with him. That I would just go to Dallas and I'd spend the weekend with him for years.
Huh.
It's so tumultuous and weird. But and then I, like, started online dating through OkCupid, and I met Chris, and we actually, like, we did OkCupid in, like, 2010, so when it was, like, could have been serial killers and shit, but I
hashtag OkCupid sponsor us.
What?
I said hashtag OkCupid sponsor us. When I was single, I did a lot of dating sites also.
Yeah, well, I think OkCupid was the main one, and it was so new that I didn't even, like, I knew of, like, OkCupid and Match and eHarmony were, like, the big ones, but all the questionnaires for, like, OkCupid, or, I mean, for, like, eHarmony and Match were so descriptive and, like, what you actually wanted out of a partner that I don't even know I was ready for that yet. Like, you know what I mean? I just moved to a new city. Like, I had a rule that I didn't date anyone for more than 3 months if they couldn't figure out they wanted to be my boyfriend. So I dated, like, a guy for, like, 2 years. It was fun. I had a great time. I highly recommend it.
You're single. Get on dating apps.
Yeah, but I feel like dating apps now are so fucking weird. And if you guys listen to last week's podcast, like, the girls from 20-something and thriving, their dating situation is way different than I had expected. I guess I didn't do any research before I got on the podcast or on the record with them. They're very settled women, which I appreciate, but I wanted a little bit of dirt.
Yeah.
So I have to revisit this topic in another month because I want the dirt. Like, a lot of my girlfriends are, some of my girlfriends are newly divorced. Some of them are, have been single. Some of them have dated for long periods of time. So we definitely need to revisit this, like, outside of the love month, because I want to get down and dirty with what real issues are. But how do you see yourself in a, like, in a relationship? Like, I know you guys have been together for a long time, but do you feel like you're married even though you don't have that title?
Yes. And okay. There's a lot of times that I refer to myself as, this is my husband, or and I don't think I would have done it if we hadn't been together for so long. And I think because we live together, we do things publicly, and we have kids. Like, we're a family. And we do things as a family. We both have duties. We both, you know, we're very, and I mean, you look at your marriage, and I'll just refer to our relationship as a marriage, but you look at your marriage compared to ours, and we're completely different. Like, but I do feel like we are married, or we are in a,
had a
like
certain
if we got commitment. If we got into a fight, it wouldn't be like, okay, I'm leaving, let me pack my shit. You know, it wouldn't be like that. It would be, we need to figure this out because we're in a very serious relationship, like a marriage, and we have kids, and we're not just going to pack our shit and leave. You know, not like when you just have a little breakup. It's, you know, so I do feel like we are. But y'all have, like, a very open, and I don't say open, like, y'all like sleep with other people, but y'all have a very open relationship, very different than ours.
Yeah.
Do you think y'all's relationship is like that because y'all don't have children?
I think even if our relationship had children, our marriage had children, it would still be very independently centric. I will tell you, like, as I was dating him and in a relationship, like, I was woman of little faith. I knew I loved this man, and I knew that I wanted to spend my time with him, but we met in February. He moved in August. We got engaged in February, and we got married in December. So a lot of the time where people are together for years and years and years and either, like, do the thing and, like, get married, or they stay forever boyfriend, girlfriend in a committed relationship, or you're with someone for 10 years and then something happens and you break up. Like, I had no idea because it had been such a long time, and being in a relationship after being selfish for so long, and I'm still selfish in certain aspects. Like, I'm stubborn as fuck in regards to a lot of things. But I had to really understand, and it still took me a long time, even in the, I want to say that even in the marriage now, like, for the longest time, I thought he was just going to leave. Like, I thought.
That's how I feel, you know, felt sometimes, too.
Yeah, like, we'd get in a fight, and he would go back to his apartment when we were dating, even though he didn't have one all the time. He would go, like, stay with his sister or something, and I was like, holy shit. But we didn't really get into intense arguments until we were married. I think it's because we did it so quickly. But let me get something really, really straight, is that every decision we made was easy. And if I can give, like, one point of advice for anyone that's like, how do I even date? Or, like, how is this going to become a relationship? Like, definitely make sure that the steps you're taking, you're 100% okay with. Like, if you want children, could you have children with this person? Would you want to? Like, what are you seeing in them that's a good partner? Because I didn't know Chris, really. I mean, it's still taking a long time. Like, there's quirks that I see, and I'm sure he will say the same thing about me, that you don't develop immediately. Like,
there's still things, I mean, I'm sure, like, y'all y'all have known each other for such a long time and been married, but then you still find out about him. You're like, what?
Yeah. Like, there are some times when we talk about stuff and I'm like, you think that way? And And it's interesting because it hasn't always been full of communication. We both are very like, I don't want to tell you how I feel because I don't want to be emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I either go 0 to 100 and I get real pissed and then I cry. I'm not emotional in the way to where like I instantly cry. However, post-cancer Jess cries way more than fucking, I get weepy eye all the time for dumb shit. So I'm going to blame that on the hormones. But I will, like, have you ever heard of the term the meantime girl?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so when I was in college, I came across this story, and I don't even know, like, how early the internet was because I'm that old. There was this theory called the meantime girl, and for the longest time, I coined myself as that. It is when you date someone for a very short period of time, and one of you, like, you think that you're a fucking catch. Like, you think you are the bee's knees, right? But the other person won't commit, right? You guys are great together. You talk about how great you are together. Like, you may not be dating other people, but you're not committed to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 100% capacity, like, this is my boyfriend or my girlfriend. I'm taking them home. Like, they're meeting my family. They're meeting my friends. Like, we have that category taken care of. So the meantime girl is, or boy, because it doesn't matter now, but it's the you are the person that someone else meets before, immediately before, and dates for a little while or hangs out with or whatever before they actually find a committed relationship for the rest of their lives, or at least a good period of time of their life. So I just read about it and I was like, oh, what a poor girl to just like waste her time being the girl before the guy or girl finds the person they're going to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really took what it was about into practice. So like when I say that before I met Chris, I was dating like a guy, I protected myself in a manner to where I wasn't going to allow anyone to not necessarily like get into like know me as a full person, but like have those commitment type priorities and joys of being around me if they didn't want to commit after 3 months. I would put it all on the table. I was like, here's the deal. I think you're cool. I like hanging out with you. Like my pickup line was, hey, I'm Jess, you're cute. It's no bullshit. It is the easiest way. If you guys need some help, if you need some help, take my words right now. Hey, say your name. And if you think a person is fucking cute or hot or fuckable or fun, tell them. Because it cuts straight through to the other side of the caveat where you get ghosted or you ghost someone else. Because I feel like ghosting someone is the most disrespectful thing you can ever do to another human. And if you listen to the last week's podcast, I talked about that too. Like, why not just cut ties easy and fast? Like, rip the fucking Band-Aid off.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel like your relationship is going to progress because you're in a long-term relationship? You don't have, like, the piece of paper. Like, does that even matter to you?
Well, we have talked about it, and that was one reason. Actually, that's been a couple times that we have broken up. And in my mind, I wanted to get married. And part of me still does. I'm not going to deny that, and I make it very clear. But where you were saying, you know, no commitment. To me, the only commitment that I felt was the only commitment ever was I don't want to be with you because you don't want to commit to me because you don't want to get married. And obviously, I feel like that's a little ridiculous, and I can say that now. Because, I mean, we've had to live through the year. I've had to live through the years, the pain of all of that. And we've both been in really shitty marriages. We both have been in some shitty relationships afterwards. You know, we both have kids. So things are different. And I had to look at it as a non-selfish way. And it's not because, oh, I'm just going to settle for somebody who doesn't want to marry me. That's not the issue. I don't know if we will ever get married. I don't know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I'm okay with either way, only because I know I have the love of my life and we are in a committed relationship. I don't need a piece of paper to define our relationship anymore. I used to. I used to want it. But I know that, and, you know, it's different too, because we have boys and we want to raise our boys right. We want to raise our boys, you know, to respect women, to all of that stuff. But we also want to raise our boys to be happy. And I don't necessarily think that you need to raise your kids. You only can be happy in a relationship if you're married, because it's not true. I think marriage is a wonderful thing. I think it's fantastic. People who are married are happy, and there's people who are married who are not happy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it defines your relationship, and I don't think it defines your happiness.
Yeah, because to be quite honest, in my 10-year relationship and 8-year marriage, I've been both of those things. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incandescently happy, and then so miserable. But it was more a reflection of myself.
And I was going to bring that up, too. As a single person, and that was one issue why we didn't, you know, work out the first couple times we tried to make things happen, is because we weren't happy with who we were.
Yeah.
And so now I struggle very much because I have my own insecurities. He has his own insecurities. But now we're together and we're stronger as a couple. But I had to get over a bunch of stuff before we could get back into a relationship, because that's just the way that it has to be. If you're not happy with yourself and you are, I mean, there were things that I couldn't get over. And I had to take time to get over them because I knew my relationship was not going to work.
Yeah. And like you needed, I feel like you needed that acceptance of yourself to be like, okay, this is what I want and I need to make a change in order to be not even the best version of yourself in this relationship, but just better every day you had an opportunity to choose that relationship. Because I feel like no matter... Like, if you're single and you're choosing to go on a date with someone, or you're dating someone casually and you choose to be a relationship or a relationship to marriage, if you ever get there, like, I feel like it's a choice. And when I say that, like, I am so thankful to wake up every day and get to choose my husband, it's not that I'm not attracted to other people. That's human nature. Like,
right.
I will say that my husband is not the person I thought that I would marry when I was 20 years old. I thought
I
was going to marry.
I say the same thing.
Yeah. I thought I was going to marry an athlete, because I thought I was going to marry a golfer. Like, I thought I would just live my life on the golf course, or I would marry a man that was blue collar like my dad, or whatever, tradesman, you know? Because that's what I'm used to. That's what I was used to surrounding myself with, like athletes and men in a culture where a lot of my friends from home are great men. Like I'm the girl that hangs out with the guys for sure. I didn't see myself marrying anyone in general. Like when I was 28 years old, I was like, okay, if I never get married, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like I'll just live in a house with all of my girlfriends. I don't care. We can just rotate.
I did not expect
our own people. Like, I literally was, like, at 27 years old, like, right before I even started online dating, I was like, okay, well, if I never, and I stopped looking. Like, I feel like that's the key, too. Like, we're at so many key points here, but I feel like the key is to stop fucking being so hell-bent on what you want, not necessarily in what you want, but like how you're going about getting it.
Yep.
Because I have a constant girlfriend.
Like, stop trying so damn hard.
And making it the be-all, end-all. If you're unhappy with yourself.
I never believed any of that bullshit people would say. Stop trying so hard. It'll happen
no,
when
I didn't
you least expect it.
Until I fucking did it.
Yeah. It does happen when you least expect it.
Yeah. Like when you keep your head down and you do your work and you're nice to people and you like make yourself feel 100%, like not even 100%, but a better version of yourself than you are right now. Like I stopped dating. Like, I know we say that, if you've heard me talk at all, but I was dating someone like 2 days before Chris and I first date, as was he. But I wasn't serious about it. The guy, like, lived with me half the time because it was convenient. But that's the only person that's ever lived with me outside of my husband. That was a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, even my 5-year or my 4-year relationship in college, we didn't live together. So I just think that it's never a good time. I mean, it's a good time for sure. You have a great time. Have a great time in any course of these categories, but it's the best when you get hit like a freaking train and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like after Chris and I's first date, I was like, and we'll joke about this all the time, but I wanted our first date to be different. And so I wasn't going to kiss him because every other time I'd been on a date, I kissed a guy on the first date and never had a second date. And I thought that's why, because I kissed him on the first date. So Chris walked me to the car. It was raining. And I stood there and I let him kiss me and I didn't kiss him back. He will tell you differently. But I didn't. I just, like, stood there in the rain. And then I made him walk. Like, I let him walk to his car, which was, like, 8 blocks away in the rain. And then on our second day, I got in the car and I shoved my tongue down his throat. So.
Oh, well, that's attractive.
Yeah. The rest is history. I wanted him to know that I wanted to hang out with him again. And then I even set a rule then. Like, I was, like, I hid him from my girlfriend for, like, 3 months. I didn't tell anyone we were dating. And, like, I told him we could hang out one day a week because I was
like
busy
what?
And I had 3 jobs.
Yeah.
And then that, obviously, as you can tell, didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember your first day with Shane?
That's awkward because, well, we were neighbors, so we really didn't.
Like, literal, like, houses right next door neighbors or
we
like,
had a house that was in between ours, but I say neighbors like we were
no that's neighbor enough.
Yeah. So our first date actually wasn't really a date. I was walking around, we like lived on a block, so I was exercising, walking, and he stopped me and he's like, hey, do you want to have a glass of wine? And I was like, sure. And we went on another walk. And then we had
You're
another
like,
glass of
wine. Are you bringing
wine.
It again? Can we finish my walk or what?
Yeah. but our actual first date, we went to a little Mexican restaurant and random enough, his ex-wife was there.
Oh, shit. Like
yeah.
Eating or working?
Yeah. No. Eating.
Okay.
And then our... So we don't really count that one, but then we went to a wedding after that, so...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did y'all have, like, wedding sex and shit, or was it, like...
It was just a friend, and it wasn't even, like, a friend of a... It was, like, a friend of a friend.
Like, an acquaintance that y'all knew from town?
Mm-hmm.
That
I didn't know
him. Everyone was invited to because you're from a small town?
Yeah, I didn't know that person, but, yeah. So, but things are so different, like... And, like I said, like, our age gap is different. So what I consider romantic is a little different. I guess you could say I am a millennial, an older millennial. And he's not. We're almost 10 years apart. So the age difference is a little different and how we, you know, do things is a little different. But I don't know. I think everybody's story is a little different and cute.
Yeah, me too. And weird and awkward. All that fun stuff. Oh, man.
So, like our idea of a date now is staying at home and cooking with no boys. Like that's like the perfect date for us.
Yeah. I love
watching
that.
TV, taking a nap.
Yeah. Oh my God. So we have been trying because like I said, there's like picks and peaks and valleys and roller coaster rides on with when you've been with someone for so long. And even though my previous relationship was like 4 years, it was still like very surface level. I mean, I loved mm-hmm. him. He was a great guy, like came from a great family, had a lot to offer a human. But I always got the, because I feel like being from a small town in Indiana, like you're expected to like marry your high school sweetheart or like marry your college boyfriend mm-hmm. or whatever. And so I would always pose the question of like, when do you want to get engaged? Or like, when do you want to get married? And his answer was always, when we are financially stable, which I completely appreciate because he's, if I'm remembering correctly, didn't get married until many years later and then just had a child like in the last 5 years. So we've been out of college for 15 years and he took a long time to do all those things, which I appreciate. And Lord, love on his wife because he's a great man, but I did not, I expected going into a marriage to be like my parents or like all of my friends from college. Mm-hmm. And mine just wasn't. Like, I didn't get married till I was 29, 30. No, I was 30 when I was 29. I didn't get married till I was 30. Chris is 15 months younger than I am. I thought I would always marry someone older. I thought that there would be instant stability.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that we've had a chance to, like, work toward what we want and how we want it in our lives. And I think that us not having kids has been very helpful for that because we get to remain almost in a constant hustle mentality, whether that be like being constantly fighting for our relationship when everyone basically was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, our family loves us and our friends that really know us understand us as a couple, but people from the outside, like you said, a quote unquote open relationship, I don't mm-hmm. have a traditional marriage.
No.
It's not an open relationship where we fuck around on each other or with other people, but it's open in the way to where as long as our bills are paid and we have food in the fridge, we can really like call each other on like Thursday at 5:30 and be like, hey, don't forget, like I'm going to this event. I won't be home until later. There's probably food in the fridge. Like, go ham on it. Or, like, if we eat dinner together, watch an episode of Shameless, like we're binging right now, and I go to bed at 9:30, and he stays up until 2 a.m. working, that's kind of how our dynamic is. And so we just have to do a very good job. And for the past couple years, we didn't do a very good job, and we had to have a talk on the kitchen floor. And when you hear that we've had one of those, you know, it's like a shit or get off the pot moment. Because we have important marriage meetings on the kitchen floor because we have to look directly at each other and we can't escape easily. He sits by the stove and I sit by the dishwasher. And we stare at each other until we figure it out. Or yell and scream and freak the dogs out and cry and like whatever. But we get on the kitchen floor. Better than a closet. There's an escape route in the kitchen. But we've tried very, very hard to not give up when we basically could have at any point.
Yeah.
And then the statistic, like, we're both competitive-ass people. Like, I don't want to be a statistic for 50% of people get divorced. Like, I want to be like my parents who literally have gone through everything you can as a married couple and still choose each other, even though they are each other's pains in the asses. They've been married for almost 39 years.
Yeah.
And that's fucking huge. Like, they haven't always been nice to each other. Chris told me a long time ago that I may not like you every day, but I am happy to love you every day.
Absolutely.
And it took me a while to figure out just how important that was. And if he doesn't like me that day, it's because I'm being a brat. Or he's, I don't know, didn't put his socks in the hamper. I don't fucking know. But, like, how did you, like, I know you said that you're in a good place to where, like, you're okay with either one. Do you foresee it being more than it is now?
I don't know if there could be any more. Like, yeah, I think, oh, yeah, we could get married, but what is it? It's a piece of paper. Like, it doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think
what is it going to do? Change my last name, and I don't even have to do that. It's going to be a piece of paper. You know, like, it's not going to change anything. And if we do, it won't be until the boys both graduate high school, because then we're on our own. Like, we don't have dependents, or we don't have, yes, we have dependents, but, you know, we don't have anybody at home to be able to live our, and I think if we do, that's when it'll be. But again, you know, we're already going to be, I mean, shit, when both boys graduate, I won't even be 40 and he'll be almost 50. You know, what is it going to change?
Exactly.
You love somebody, you love somebody. And I, married or not married, I think you can still have a good relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing that freaks me out is I don't want to be sissy, be like, yeah, this is my boyfriend, he's 65. You know, I think that's weird.
Yeah. My 65-year-old boyfriend. I mean, you can always call him Mr. Big. Like,
how long have y'all been together? Oh, we've been together for 27 years. He's been my boyfriend for 27 years. You know, it's kind of weird.
It is, but way to set that precedent, girlfriend. Way to set that precedent. Keep going. Yes, queen. Yes. Side note, is it raining where you are?
Yes. And it's supposed to rain all week in Texas, so.
It just started to rain here.
I'm going to love making you.
Watch out. Weather. It's not Monday.
Sunday sex day, okay?
Okay, Sunday sex day. So
when
are we talking
married,
about
guys,
sex?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We'll save that for another episode.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. But do you think it's important? Or do you feel like an emotional connection is prominent in a good relationship?
I think it's important, but I think as our relationship has gotten stronger, it hasn't been as important.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, we're both tired when we come home. By the time we get home from boys stuff, make dinner, clean up, get everything ready, do things we have to do. Like, it's 9:30 when we get in bed. I'm like, I just want to sleep. I got to get up at 4:30.
Yeah. I get it. But I feel like even, like, when you're in a solid relationship, like, it's super important to number 57, to schedule time, whether it be, like, eating dinner together or freaking, I don't know, reading a book in bed or watching a show together.
That's one thing that our family is very adamant about, is we eat dinner together every single night.
That's so good.
We are at the table every single night and we eat dinner. We wait for each other unless somebody has a really, really late game and the other people don't go. But at least three of the four of us are having dinner together every single night.
That's the cutest thing.
Even in when we have fast food, like, we bring fast food home and we eat together at the table.
I love that. Can I come over for dinner?
Absolutely.
I always say, like, I've been saying lately, like, when we buy our second house, that I want a designated dining space, because right now our dining table is, like, the catch-all for everything, and I cleaned it off this weekend, props to myself, and it also just has booze on it, and I'm like, we have a literal hotel fridge in our living room, okay? Like, we have a fridge in our living room, and a fridge in our garage, and a fridge in our fucking kitchen. But our wet bar or a bar cart thing at their dining room table. So I'm like, I want house number two to have a dining room area to sit at it and, like, to host at it. And I feel like our current house is good, but it doesn't give me the flexibility to entertain as much as I would like.
Right.
But I love that you guys stay at the table, and that's, like, your family rule.
Yeah.
We'd always sit at my parents' house. We'd always do that, too. I love it. It's the best. And just, like, coming together and, like, talking about your day, or not even talking about your day, but, like, being physically near each other is huge. I love that. Do you have any advice for people about the old dating thing?
My advice would be, don't try to podcast while your husband's about to vacuum. Let's see. Is don't fall into a stereotypical mindset. Like you were saying, Chris isn't somebody you necessarily thought you were going to marry. Don't think, oh, I need to marry an athlete or I need to marry this type of person, etc., because you limit yourself on what really can make you happy. Believe me, I did not. If you would have asked me 15 years ago, or if you would look at my ex-husband compared to my current situation, completely different. Like, don't limit your heart to love. Be open-minded, because I think that's important.
Yeah, like, not to pigeonhole yourself into what you see yourself being.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see yourself being a good version of yourself in a relationship before you actually, like, picture the relationship. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, my boyfriend is not the tallest person in the world. He doesn't have a lot of hair anymore. You know, but life goes on, and I fell in love with somebody that makes me happy, and that's what matters.
Yeah, like, I never thought that we would be on this span of weight loss. I didn't realize that health would be such a centric category in our relationship. Like, Chris has gone from, like, 220 to 260 to 320 to 280. Now is it 265. Like, he's pre-wedding weight, which is awesome. And I have been the heaviest I've ever been at 168, which when we got married. And I like to say to keep the happy but lose the weight, because I feel like when you're a healthier version of yourself and you feel good,
mm-hmm.
can be good for other people.
Right.
And I didn't realize until I had a huge health scare that literally saved my life, that it allows me to be a different version of myself and more authentic version of myself. Like, I've always been outlandish and quirky and weird, like, and loud for sure. Like, that never has gone away, but, like, I've never been my most vulnerable or most authentic self than with my husband. Like, and I feel like in order for people, no matter what stage of this thing you're on, like, if you're not true to who you are, then you're never going to be happy. Like, I love it all the time when I see on the internet where, like, guys are so freaked out when a girl takes off her makeup. Right? Like, she spent hours doing that to look good for your ass. You should also love her when she has nothing on. Like, I literally in college was like, if you don't like me when I'm dirty coming home from a golf tournament covered in sand and dirt and crap, sweat, like, you can't handle me when I get dressed up for you. Like, if you don't like me when I'm dirty, you can't like me when I'm clean.
Yeah.
My mantra.
It's funny because Shane's very opposite. He's like, you wear so much makeup. You look so pretty without it. And I'm like, oh, well.
But that's your own version of how you want to put yourself out there. And I get that. It's funny because when Chris met me, I wore mascara and chapstick. Like, I barely wore moisturizer. And, like, then I got into the beauty industry and I was learning things and, like, thinking that I had to be on point all the time. And now that we've taken a little detour and I
like what I look like when I have makeup on. And the other day we were holding hands and walking down the street after we went to campus for media day. And he was like, I had on a ball cap and my glasses on and mascara and chapstick. And he was like, you look really pretty today. I was like, the fuck? I'm like, I have not showered in a day. And I literally got out of bed when you said it's time to leave. Like, I have not done anything. So get yourself a dude or a chick that will love you when you're dirty and when you're clean. Because yep. You can't appreciate one without the other.
Yep.
So
that is true.
Keep your head up. Do your thing. Be authentic.
Yes, yes. Stay true to yourself.
Did you say
to yourself?
I
said stay true to yourself.
Yes.
Always.
Good. And stay tuned because there's more things to come in regards to relationship crap.
Yes, there is. Next week's going to be a juicy episode.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Date next week. Can't wait. Can't wait. Tips and tools. Okay, you guys. Happy Valentine's Day week. And we hope you enjoy with people that you really like. And even if it's by yourself, like yourself that day. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. We're peacing out.
We'll talk to y'all later next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to wrap up today by giving an important shout out to my loving husband, Christopher Dukes. Today is the 9-year anniversary of the day he asked me to marry him, and it is the easiest yes so far. So shout out to Hubs. I know you probably won't hear this, but maybe my friends that listen to this podcast will tell you that I'm giving you a shout out right now. And shout out to Karina's Bubub Shane. He's awesome. And I love their relationship too. So no matter how you get there, just make sure you're covered in love. And we'll see y'all back next week. Thanks for checking us out. Find us on all social media platforms at Becoming Babe AF. And remember, when in doubt, dance it out. See y'all back next Wednesday. Peace
out.